This morning, I'd like to use this topic, healing a woman with 12 years of blood flow, for mutual encouragement.
今天早上我要用医治12年血漏的妇人这个主题来跟大家做互相的勉励。
Please turn to Mark chapter 5.
请看马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。
Verse 24.
24节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to 34.
马可福音第五章24节到34节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 24.
马可福音第五章24节。
So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Verse 25.
25节。
Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Verse 26. 26节, and has suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27. 27节, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in a cloud and touched his garment. Verse 28. 28节, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Verse 29. 29节, immediately the fountain of herblood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Verse 30.
30.
And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the cloud and said, who touched my clothes? Verse 31.
31节.
But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you said, who touched me? Verse 32.
32节.
And he looked round to see her who had done this thing. Verse 33. 33节, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Verse 34. 34节, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Here record that Lord Jesus Christ was going to heal a person's daughter who was about to die.
在这里主耶稣记载的主耶稣要治愈一个人，他的女儿快要死了。
And on the way to his house, this miracle happened.
但是在要去这个人的家里之前呢，发生了这件奇迹。
And this woman, she had 12 years of blood flow.
有一个妇人呢，她患了12年的血漏。
And she has sought many doctors to help her.
她见了许多的医生。
And she, of course, she spent a lot of money.
也花尽了她所有的。
But then her sickness did not get better. In fact, it's getting worse.
但是她的疾病却不见好转，反而更严重。
In fact, in our church, we have a sister like her case.
在我们教会，事实上有一位姐妹跟这位妇人是有同样的情形。
This is Sister Xu.
这位徐姐妹。
One time I went to visit her, she told me her testimony.
有一次我去访问她，她做这个见证给我听。
And I think right now she's about 90 years old.
现在她大概是90岁。
She is the mother-in-law of Deacon Guo Caoyi in Bowen Park Church.
她是郭执事的岳母。
And she told me that many years ago, she gave birth to her child.
她这样子对我见证说，许多年前，当她生她女儿的时候，
There was two doctors help her deliver the baby.
在生产的过程中，有两位医生帮忙。
Her husband is also a very famous doctor.
他的先生本身也是一位名医。
And it was her husband's colleague that helped her deliver the baby.
所以这位是他先生的同事帮他生产。
And while she was finished delivering the baby, she told me that her husband's colleague was jealous of her husband because her husband was very famous.
他跟我讲说，在生产完毕以后呢，这位他先生的同事呢，事实上非常嫉妒他先生。
The colleague, her husband colleague, actually purposely cut an artery in her body.
所以啊，她在她特在那时候她动了一个手脚，她剪了她的血管。
And then the other doctor saw it and said, "How can you?" But then they all both keep quiet.
另外医生看见了，直问她为什么要这样子做，但是并没有讲这件事情。
And from that time on, she keep have bleeding for many years.
从那一天以后，她就开始有血漏的情况。
She always feel weak in her body.
她老是觉得身体非常的虚弱。
So she always had to lie down on the bed.
所以她经常躺在床上休息。
Later on, somebody preached the gospel to her.
后来有人传福音给她。
She went to the church.
她来到教会。
And then she eventually received Holy Spirit.
后来得到了圣灵。
And she felt that when she received Holy Spirit, she felt like inside of her that bleeding is healed.
她感觉到当她得到圣灵的时候，她的血漏的情况好像得到医治了。
So she testified that she went back home. She felt very energetic. So she washed all her sheets, blankets, and clothes because she had the strength to do it.
他做完见证以后觉得非常的有很多的活力，所以他回到家做了很多清洁的工作。
So this sister she actually has suffered 2 years of blood flow.
这个徐姐妹也是同样有有12年血漏的情况。
Imagine spend 2 years on the bed, oftentimes feeling weak, cannot do many things.
我们想想12年的时间大部分时间都躺在床上身体感到非常的虚弱，没办法做什么事。
Woman, spent a lot of money.
也可以想想这个妇人她花了许多的金钱。
And you can imagine that the time that she had to walk to the doctor's place and then go get medicine, spend all this time waiting for the doctor to see her. You know, there's a lot of effort being put into it.
花了很多的时间跟精力去看医生，等医生拿药。
Imagine that she had to, you know, go through the surgery or medicine, the bitter pills. There's a lot of troubles.
甚至需要动手术或吃苦药，非常的痛苦。
And what's worse is, it's not getting better. She go through all this suffering, all this money and time, and then she see that after 2 years, it's getting worse.
但是虽然花了这么多的时间、金钱还有精力，这个疾病却不见好转。
So she suffered a lot, but she also caused a lot of people suffering too.
所以这不仅她本身自己非常痛苦，她周围的人也跟着她一起痛苦。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
请看利未记。
Chapter 15.
利未记第十五章。
Leviticus chapter 15.
利未记十五章。
Leviticus chapter 15, verse 25.
利未记十五章二十五节
to verse 27.
到二十七节
Leviticus chapter 15.
利未记十五章
verse 25.
二十五节
If a woman has a discharge of blood for many days, other than at the time of her customary impurity,Or if it runs beyond her usual time of impurity, all the days of her unclean discharge shall be as the days of her customary impurity. She shall be unclean.
十五节，女人若在经期以外患多日的血漏，或是经期过长有了漏症，她就因这漏症不洁净。
Verse,
与她在经期不洁净一样。
Verse 26, and every bed.On which she lies all the day of her discharge shall be to her as the bed of her impurity, and whatever she sits on shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her impurity.
26节，她在患血漏症的日子所躺着床所做的物，都要看为不洁净，与她月经的时候一样。
Verse 27, whoever touched those things shall be unclean. He shall wash his clothes and bath in water and be unclean until evening.
二十七节，凡摸这些物件的，就为不洁净，必不洁净到晚上，并要洗衣服，用水洗澡。
We can see that in Old Testament, there's a law saying that if a woman is unclean, whatever she touches becomes unclean.
那在旧约圣经记载，如果妇人她不洁净，那她所接触的 物件呢，都会视为不洁净。
And anybody who touched the things that she touched is become unclean. They had to bath their body and wash their clothes.
如果有人摸到这些不洁净的物件，他们也必须要洗衣服、洗澡。
And of course, if people touch her, they will become unclean too.
如果有人摸到了他，也摸到这不洁净的妇人也会视为不洁净。
So you can see that this woman, right? You know, besides she suffer physically, financially, but she also suffer socially too.
所以这个为患血漏的妇人，不仅在她的肉体上、她的精神上，甚至在她的社交上都受到很大的困难。
People who know that she has blood flow.People dare not to get close to her or touch her or go to her house.
因为她有患血漏症，所以她的朋友们就不愿意接近她。
And this is like incurable disease. No doctor can cure. There's no solution.
这样的疾病事实上是没办法医治的。
And if we look back to Mark chapter 5, we see that this woman, in fact, she went into the crowd.
那我们看回马可福音第五章，我们知道这个妇人呢，她夹在众人的中间。
Imagine there were so many people rubbing against her, and she had made a lot of people unclean too.
我们可以想象她在众人中间让很多人也变成不洁净。
And as long as she keep quiet about her illness, nobody knows.
但是如果他不讲，没有人会知道。
But she always made a lot of people unclean.
但是他这样的作为是让很多人接近的碰到他、接触到他都不接近。
And sometimes she's afraid of her relative or her friends who knew her very well. Oh, you go in people again and contaminate everybody.
当然当有人知道他这种情况如果他这样子做会讲他你让很多人都不接近
And so.She's a very pitiful person. It's not just she made herself suffer. She also made other people suffer too.
所以她事实上非常的可怜，因为她自己不仅自己受苦也会让别人跟着受苦。
Today, what does this story have to do with us?
那在今天这样的故事对我们来讲有什么教训呢？
Very rarely people get this kind of illness.
今天我们很少会有患这样的疾病。
But in order to understand, how it applies to our life. We have to understand what this woman and also her uncleanness represent.
那我们如果要从这件事情中得到教训，我们必须要深入了解到底这个妇人还有她的疾病有什么意义，
代表什么？
代表什么？
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 12.
请看希伯来书第十二章。
There's in the Bible there's some kind of sickness that.We can contaminate ourselves and contaminate others.
希伯来书第十二章在圣经中有记载，有些疾病不仅是让我们自己不洁净，也会让别人不洁净。
Let's start from verse 14, chapter 12, verse 14 to 15.
希伯来书十二章十四节、十五节。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 14.
希伯来书第十二章十四节。
Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没人能见主。
Verse 15, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled.
十五节又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 14 tells us as a Christian we need to pursue peace with people and also pursue holiness.
十四节教导我们作为基督徒要追求与众人和睦，也要追求圣洁。
The Bible says that without holiness, we cannot see God.
因为没如果我们不圣洁的话，是没有办法见主。
And what does author mean by pursue holiness?
那在这里追求圣洁到底是什么意思呢？
Verse 15 it tells us we have to be careful of any root of bitterness inside our heart.
15节说恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们。
And this kind of bitterness can defile others too, not just defile ourselves, can defile others and cause other people to be defiled.
那这样的毒根不仅是扰乱我们，有时候也会叫众人沾染污秽。
And how come bitterness can defile people?
为什么这样的毒根会让其他的人沾染污秽呢？
In fact, every day we have suffered one way or the other.
我想我们每天会经历不同的苦楚。
Maybe the people around us say something that maybe offend us or hurt us.
也许我们周围的人用言语伤害我们。
It can be our parents, it can be our brother, sister, it can be our children, it can be our friends, or anybody.
也许是我们的父母、子女或者是朋友、弟兄姐妹、用言语伤害我们。
Once in a while, maybe we encounter certain things that some people just continuously say bad things about us and attacking us nonstop.
有时候有些人因为一些事情不断的伤害我们刺激我们。
How do we feel?
在这样情况我们有什么感受？
We feel hurt.
我们可能会感到受到伤害。
And sometimes when we feel hurt, we can start to develop a bitterness inside our heart.
那在这样的情况下可能就有毒根从我们的心中生出来。
And if the bitterness is not resolved quickly,
如果这样的毒根不能够把它解决掉
After a long period of time, we start to have a very negative view about the world, about the people around us.
那经过一段时间，它可能就会让我们对于我们世界、我们周遭的事物都有一些负面的看法。
For example, maybe when we are young, or maybe when we are working in a society,We're being oppressed by our friends or colleagues or students or teacher or parents.
在我们年轻的时候我们可能会受到周遭不同的压力，从父母师长还有朋友们。
Sometimes when we're young, we feel that the parents are not fair. They always love the younger one or love the older one, not me.
有些子女会觉得父母总是爱他的哥哥姐姐或弟弟妹妹并不爱他。
And maybe in company we receive unjust treatment.
在公司里也许感受到我们受到不公平的待遇。
Maybe in society we feel that people despise us.
在社会上我们觉得别人轻视我们。
And so all these things, you know, are hurts that people can accumulate in their hearts.
那这些都会伤害我们的心，然后也许日积月累。
And after we believe in Christ,
当我们接受主，相信神，
we know that the standard of the Bible is quite high.
我们知道圣经的这个标准非常的高。
And sometimes we deceive ourselves.
有时候我们会欺骗我们自己。
Sometimes we just want to act to others like we are very special.
我们在别人面前也许假冒为善。
Acting like very, we are very spiritual.
好像我们非常的圣洁，
属灵一样，
属灵。
And we say, oh, no problem. This person offended me. I don't mind. This person offended me. I don't mind.
这个人即使伤害我，但是我不以为意。
But then you know that hurt, that bitterness still in our heart.
但是心中却有一种毒根。
That kind of hurt still in our heart.
一直伤害我们的心。
So we say it doesn't matter, but then you know we still carry that burden, we still carry that hurt.
虽然嘴巴上说我不以为意，但是心中却非常的在意。
Sometimes you know when this opportunity arises, people grasp opportunity. Hey, you know what? That person you said that person had a great treatment. You don't know him. I tell you what he did.
那当有机会来的时候就想要反击。伤害别人。
Telling others, you know what, that person is no good, lousy, unfaithful.
也许跟别人讲，这个人并没有信心，然后非常的懦弱胆怯。
And as when we saying it, right, we are like feeling very good. Finally, I can stab him in the back one more time.
在我们这样讲的时候，我们感觉非常的高兴，因为我们在人的背后插刀。
And so let us not deceive ourselves. Sometimes that hurt still inside of us.
所以我们不要欺骗我们自己，也许我们心中真的受了很多的伤害。
And as a result, sometimes, you know, we harm others, we also harm ourselves too.
有的时候当我们伤害别人，事实上也会同样伤害自己。
Look at this woman.
我们看一下，这个女人。
You know, she suffered herself, but then she cannot, social with other people because, whenever she social with other people, she contaminate others.
那这个女人她本身受了很多的苦楚，但是她同样她也不能够跟其他人接近，然后因为会让别人不洁净。
And when people are contaminated, people don't feel good.
那当别人接触到她感受到不洁净他们心中会不高兴。
For example,if somebody tells us, "Oh, this person is so bad, so lousy, so onward," you know, a lot of bad things. How do we feel that person? We feel like, "Oh no, this world." I mean, sometimes we think about this person is bad, and we think about whole church is bad.
有时候有人讲说，某某人他非常的不好啊，做了很多不好的事情。那如果我们听到这样，那从这样的人的身上，我们对他所属的教会会有什么样的看法呢
？And did anybody ever hear these kind of gossip or these slanders? Did anybody feel like, "Oh, I feel fervent for God"?
当我们听到这样的时候，我们心中会有什么样的感受
？Oftentimes we don't feel fervent for God, and oftentimes we feel like, "Oh boy, I don't want to social with anybody."
当我们听到这样的情况，我们对神的热心就缺少了，然后我们也不想跟人接触。
And sometimes this kind of thing can happen between spouse.
这样有时候也会发生在配偶之间。
How come there are some spouse, you know, they argue just certain things, and the more they argue, they want a divorce.
有时候夫妻之间为了一些小事争吵，但是他们越争吵，他们越离越远。
Sometimes you look at the issue, that issue is not big enough to cause divorce.
我们如果有时候仔细看这些事情，真的是微不足道。
But because between the spouse, there are so many hurts, it being accumulated in the heart.
但是在夫妻之间，经常讲这些事情，彼此都会伤害对方。
And after a while, there's a breaking point. Just another case happened, and they start to break down, and they start to want a divorce.
所以当碰到一个触发点的时候，他们就没有办法再接受对方，就会离婚。
And when people are hurt, they say,harmful things to others, so that other people are hurt and get contaminated.
Yeah, 当我们受到伤害的时候，我们就想要用言语来伤害别人。
And this is not just between spouse get hurt, get defiled, but also children who saw these things, right? They feel hurt too. They feel like, how come my family is not a wonderful family?
当父母这样争吵的时候，事实上对他们的子女也是一种伤害。他们会觉得为什么我们的家庭是这个样子呢
？And so, as the children grow up, they have some kind of incorrect concept about marriage.
所以这样对他们心中会造成伤害，他们对于婚姻会有一种错误的看法。
And sometimes they behave what their parents did because that's the example they saw from their parents.
从他们父母的身上，他们学到了，这也是将来他们就是按照这个样子来做。
Now let's look at also another example. Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
我们看另外一个例子，请看《使徒行传》第
Acts chapter 8
第八章。
Acts chapter 8，《
使徒行传》第八章
verse 23，
第二十三节。
Acts chapter 8，《
使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at from verse 18，
十八节开始。
Verse 18。
第八章十八节
to verse 23
到二十三节。
And when Simon saw that through the laying of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Verse 19.
十九节
saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone of whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Verse 20.
二十
But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you because you thought." that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Verse 21.
21节,
you have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Verse 22.
22节,
repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Verse 23.
23节,
for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. I here record that there was a believer, his name called Simon.
这里记载了一位信徒名叫西门。
He used to be a sorcerer.
那他本来是行邪术的。
And he wanted other people to call him the great power of God.
那他是。
他要人家称为他是神的大能者。 But after he believed in the Lord,
但是当他相信神以后,
he saw that Peter was able to lay hand and give people the Holy Spirit.
那他看到使徒彼得按手在信徒身上就有圣灵之下。
So he took out money and tell Peter, say, hey, give me that power, I give you my money.
所以他拿钱给彼得，希望彼得把这权柄给他。
In verse 23, Peter said, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness.
23节，彼得这样子跟他说，我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪捆绑。
Oftentimes, people have been oppressed.
有时候我们被压抑着。
And sometimes when we are being oppressed, sometimes we have the desire, one day I will show you how great I am.
当你被压抑的时候，心里有时候会这样想：有一天我总会出人头地。
And so when we become powerful or successful or have achievements, right, we start to show off and we start to oppress others too because we want to make ourselves look great.
所以当有时候我们有能力的时候，我们就会压抑别人，为的是显现自己很有能力。
So this Simon, he wants to have power to show to others he is somebody.
就像这个西门一样，他希望有能力，要让人家看到他是一个非常有能力的人。
Why he want to do that?
为什么他要这样子做呢？
Bible say he had bitterness in his heart.
因为圣经说他在苦胆之中。
He want to get even.
他想要在别人面前能够得到尊重。
He want to tell all the people how good he is.
他想让人家知道他是大有能力的人。
So we can see that this is a vicious cycle. A person is hurt, his forgiveness, he did not forgive, and then he start to have bitterness in his heart, and he influenced others, and others can influence others.
所以我们可以看到，这好像一个恶性的循环。他受到伤害，心中受苦，但是他也想要有机会来伤害别人。
And today, I mean, maybe we came to believe in God.
今天我们相信神。
But it doesn't mean that that hurt, that bitterness, that what people done to us is totally gone.
但并不表示我们心中的苦楚会消失。
As for some people, they want to always try to do something, pursue something, to show to others how great they are.
有些人不断地追求，为的就是想要在别人的面前显现自己的能力。
But in fact, they are quite successful. But they feel that that's not enough. They got to do more.
即使他们非常的成功，但是他们还不满足，希望能够更成功。
Just like this Simon the Sorcerer, in the past, he was being called the great power of God. But he was not satisfied. He still continued to do so.
就像这位行邪术的西门，虽然被人称为神的大能者，但是他还是不满足。
So let's turn back to Mark chapter 5.
请看回马可福音第五章。
So this woman who had this blood flow for 2 years, she suffered quite a bit. She also made other people suffer.
所以这位患12年血漏的妇人，不仅自己受苦，也让其他人一同受苦。
But how did she receive the healing?
但是他是怎么样得到医治的呢?
Let's look at Mark chapter 5.
看第五章,
verse 27.
27节。
Bible says, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the cloud and touched his garment. Verse 28. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.
第五章二十七节，他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来夹杂在众人，中间摸耶稣的衣裳。二十八节，意思说我只要摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
At this time, we can see that she gave up all hope that doctor can cure her.
我们想，在这个时候，她应该对于医生已经绝望了。
And we have to understand that that kind of bitterness in our heart, no one can cure.
那在他心中有非常的很大的苦楚，然后应该是没有人能够医治这样的苦楚。
Let's put a bit more here. Let's look at James chapter 3.
我们先看雅各书
chapter 3 verse 8.
雅各书第三章第八节。
James chapter 3 verse 8.
雅各书第三章第八节
James chapter 3 verse 8
雅各书三章八节
Please read
雅各书第三章第八节唯独舌头没有人能制服是不止息的恶物满了害死人的毒气
Verse 8 tells us that no one can tame the tongue because it's full of poison
这里讲到没有人能够制服舌头，因为这个是一个不止息的恶物。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, "What our heart fill with, our mouth speak."
主耶稣告诉我们，我们心中想什么，我们嘴巴就说什么。
If you want to control our mouth, we have to start deal with our hearts first.
所以我们如果要能够控制我们的言语，要先从我们的心中做起。
And this woman knew that her sickness is incurable.
这位妇人知道她的疾病是没办法医治的。
Only Lord Jesus Christ can heal her.
只有主耶稣能医治她。
Before she was healed, she believed that Lord Jesus Christ can heal her.
她相信只有主耶稣能医治她。
Before she was healed, she believed Lord Jesus Christ can heal her.
她相信只有主耶稣能够医治她的疾病。
So this is faith.
这就是信心的表现。
Before she received it, she believed she would get it.
她还没有受医治以前，她就确信她能够被主耶稣医治。
This is her first step.
这是第一步。
Second step.
第二步。
She actually go out and touch Lord Jesus Christ's garments.
她到外面去，到主耶稣的身边，希望能够摸到主耶稣的衣裳。
And today you might think, today how can I go touch the garment of Jesus? Jesus cannot be seen.
像今天主耶稣不在我们身边，我们怎么样来摸主耶稣的衣裳呢？
We have to understand what the garments represent.
所以我们要先知道这个衣裳代表什么意义。
Besides, garment represent a person's conduct, deeds.
这衣裳是代表一个人的行为
，but it also represent the power，
也代表能力。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 52。
请看以赛亚书第五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 52，
以赛亚书五十二章
verse 1，
第一节。
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 1，
以赛亚书五十二章一节
，verse 1，
第一节。
Awake, awake.Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and unclean shall no longer come to you.
第一节，西安呐，兴起，兴起，披上你的能力，圣城耶路撒冷呐，穿上你华美的衣服，因为从今以后，未受割礼不洁净的，必不再进入你中间。
Here we can see that there's a parallel.Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem.
在这里有这个讲到披上你的能力和穿上你华美的衣服。
These two things mean the same things.
这两句是一样的意义。
So Lord Jesus Christ's clothes represent His power.
所以主耶稣的衣服代表的能力。
But we might wonder today how can we experience God's power because Jesus.It cannot be seen.
那我们今天要怎么来接触这个耶稣的能力呢？主耶稣并不是在我们旁边啊。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 9.
请看马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 21.
马太福音九章二十一节。
In Matthew chapter 9, verse 21, Bible specifically records that when the woman touched the garment, it's not just garment, he touched the border of what's Christ's garment.
在马太福音九章二十一节记载，这个患血漏的妇人是摸了主耶稣衣服的穗子。
Let's look at verse 20.
二十节。
And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment.
二十节，有一位女人患了十二年的血漏，来到耶稣背后摸他衣裳穗子。
And why do I had to mention the hem or the border of the garment?
为什么我要提这衣裳的穗子呢？
Because in Old Testament, people actually saw the word of God.At the border of the cloth.
因为在旧约圣经，人将神的话语就当作好像这衣裳的穗子一样。
People put the word of God, they sew it, the word of God on the border of the cloth.
因为他们把神的话语呢缝制在衣服上面。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 15.
请看民数记
Number chapter 15
十五章
Verse 37 to 40
民数记十五章三十七节到四十节
Number chapter 15 37 to 40
民数记十五章三十七节到四十节
37
三十七节
Again the Lord spoke to Moses saying Verse 38
三十八节
Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generation and put a blue thread in the tassel of the corners. Verse 39.
三十九节
And you shall have the tassel and you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them and that you may not follow the harlotry to which your own heart and your eyes are inclined. Verse 40.
40.
And that you may remember and do all the commandments and be holy for your God. God command Moses to tell the Israelites to put tassels on the edge of the cloth.
在这里神晓谕摩西叫他吩咐以色列人叫他们在衣服的身边做穗子。
And verse 29 says, You shall have the tassel, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord. So the tassel had the word of God.
所以他们看到这个穗子就好像看见神的话语一样。
The tassel, they usually make, put some words of God or some kind of symbol to represent the word of God. So they can remember.
有的时候直接把神的话语写在这个穗子上或者是用一些符号来代表神的话语。
And what is Christ also one time mentioned that these Pharisees, right, scribes, they like to make their tassels very, very big so that they can show to others how religious they are.
在新约圣经主耶稣也讲到法利赛人他们想要把这个穗子做得非常的大好像在想要显现给别人看。
So for the Jews, oftentimes they have tassels, have the word of God written on it.
对犹太人来讲，他们的穗子上面就写了神的话语。
And so for this woman, when she touched the hem of Moses Christ's cloth, she actually was touching the word of God.
所以当这个患血漏的妇人她摸到主耶稣衣裳的穗子就好像摸到神的话语一样。
Today, Bible has tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ can heal us, can increase our love.
今天圣经教导我们主耶稣神的话语可以让我们是让我们得到能力，然后有能够显现我们的爱。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
请看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书五章五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us.
罗马书第五章第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
This is a promise of God. It's when we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, the love of God pour into our hearts.
这是神的应许，当我们充满圣灵的时候，神就将神的爱浇灌在我们的心中。
And today there are some people, you know, they are filled with bitterness in their heart.
那今天有些人他们心中充满了这个苦胆。
And they don't want to become so negative, you know, looking at people, looking at the world, they just feel negative. You know, when they look at the world negative, they don't feel good too.
他们见到所有的人事物都有一种负面的看法，当有这样的情况，他们心中并不好受。
So some people had come to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
有些人会追求神。
We have a sister, she testified to me.
我们有一位姐妹做这样的见证。
Before she believed, her mother was quite famous. Her mother was a singer.
在他信主以前，他的母亲是一位有名的歌星。
Later on, the mother have a step. Later on, this sister had. Woman has a stepfather. Because her mother married to another man.
这位姐妹她的母亲再婚，她有一个继父。
And she said that her stepfather always verbally abuse her.
他说他的继父呢经常用言语来伤害他。
And she feel very hurt.
他心中感到非常的苦。
And for her, she cannot fight back because she was just a little girl.
他也没有办法做什么样的反击，因为他只是一个小女孩。
She just said to me that she just always keep in her heart that she hate him very much.
但是他的心中对于他继父的怨恨却一天一天的加深。
She later came to believe in True Jesus Church.
后来她来到教会接受神。
But then, whenever she think about her stepfather, she just feel very angry.
但是
feel burdened.
每次想到她的继父，她的心中还是充满了怨恨跟生气。
And then she realized, how come, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ, I still carry this hatred, this burden, this bitterness inside her heart.
他说：“为什么我相信了神，我的心中还是有这样的苦胆跟怨恨呢
？”So she thought about what Bible said.
所以他想到圣经的话语。
And she knew that Lord Jesus Christ can heal me.
他知道神可以医治他。
Before she experienced any healing, she believed, and she believed what Bible said.
他相信神的话语。
Just like in Romans chapter 5 verse 5, God can help me to, you know, forgive.
就像罗马书第五章第五节讲的，神会教导我们学习宽恕。
She told me that she pray many times.
她告诉我她不断的祷告。
Thank God. In one of her prayers, she told me that so amazing.
感谢神，在一次祷告当中
，She feel like suddenly that hatred, that bitterness just totally disappear.
她心中的怨恨跟这个苦胆都不见了。
Even when she tried to recall, it seems like gone. You know, that kind of hatred, she can still recall what happened, but there was no hatred, no bitterness in her when she think about it.
虽然她还记得她继父对她言语的这些伤害，但是她心中却没有怨恨。
And she received healing from Lord Jesus Christ.
神医治了她。
And today, our Lord Jesus Christ,It's not just healing a person with 12 years of blood flow.
在今天同样的主耶稣不止医治了这患12年血漏的妇人。
Lord Jesus Christ can heal the bitterness. You know, every day we are being hurt by people, you know, and accumulate over and over. Lord Jesus can heal us.
不仅是这样主耶稣也可以医治我们心中的苦楚跟怨恨。
And this is good news.
这是一个好消息。
And it's all related to every one of us.
对我们每一个人都有益处的。
Because we can be like this woman with 12 years of blood flow, maybe even 20 years blood flow. We haven't forgiven, and we always fill with bitterness and hatred and go ahead slander that person.
我们也许像这位妇人一样，患了许多年的血漏，心中有很多的苦楚怨恨。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5, verse 34.
请看马可福音第五章三十四节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 34. This is what Jesus Christ said.
第五章三十四节，主耶稣说。
Verse 34.
三十四节。
And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well.Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
第五章三十四节，耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
From here we see Jesus Christ, your faith has made you well.
在这里，主耶稣说：“你的信救了你。”
If her faith can make her well, today if we have the same faith.We can also be made well.
同样的，今天我们如果对神有信心，我们同样能够得到医治。
Our bitterness that inside our heart can be removed.
我们心中的怨恨也可以被被消除。
No one can cure, but only Lord Jesus Christ can heal us.
没有人能够医治心中的苦楚，除了神以外。
So let us not bear all these burden and bitterness inside our heart.
让我们心中不要充满苦楚跟怨恨。
Because the Lord is waiting for us.
我们的主等着我们。
Let's sing him.
请唱诗。
Sing him 142.
142首。
Be seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to pray together.
现在我们一同祷告。
Let's pray to God to forgive the sins that we have committed to others.
我们跟神祈求，求神给我们力量，让我们能够忘记宽恕别人。
And let's also ask God to heal us, to help us to make us happy, joyful, positive.
也求神能够医治我们，让我们心中充满了喜乐，有一切事情都是积极向上。
Putting away it doesn't really solve the problem; it's only accumulate more and more.
我们有时候把事情暂时搁在一边并不能够把这些事情给忘记或消除。
So we had to confront it.
我们必须要能够面对它。
So I like to ask people, if you like, please welcome to come up to the front.
我想要求弟兄姐妹或朋友，如果愿意，请到前面来。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。